In verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Surely those who say, our sustain is Allah, and then they remain steadfast. That is speaking about the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after mentioning the rights of Allah, man is ordered to be kind and dutiful to his parents, respecting them, loving them, serving them, and he should be, and that should be considered a great honor and a wonderful opportunity if he has this opportunity to be at the service of his parents. Allah then outlines the reason. That first Allah mentions both parents, and then he says, حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا, that his mother bore him in her womb in pain and gave birth to him in pain. That when the burden, the baby, which the mother is bearing in several months, the mother feels the weight of it in this condition, and also at the time of giving birth, the mother bears pain and difficulty. She then tends to the child when breastfeeding it, and also several years thereafter, and she sacrifices her comfort, her rest, for the comfort and the rest of the child. The father also has a share in these difficulties to an extent, that he provides the means for the rearing of the child. Without doubt, all these things are accomplished by the natural demands of nature. And this very nature demands that the child should perceive the love and kindness of the parents, and that he should value and endeavor the endeavors and the sacrificings. We mentioned that after commanding Allah, commanding man or Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he should serve his mother, three times thereafter it comes to the father. So both do play a role. What is interesting is that in this verse Allah has mentioned that وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا, and that is that the period of remaining in the womb and the weaning period is 30 months. And Sayyidina Ibn Abbas has said the Quran has determined the combined period for pregnancy and suckling to be 30 months without defining each period separately, because if a baby is born in the normal period of 9 months, the suckling period of 21 months would be adequate for that. And if the baby is born in 7 months, then a suckling period of 23 months is required. If the baby is in 6 months, then a suckling period of 2 full years is required. So that is the reality. Even though if a baby is born in 9 months, the baby is allowed to feed up to 2 entire years, but it generally is that the baby only may need to suckle up to 21 months. Now, these are the phases that a person goes through. That the person is born into this world, goes through the pregnancy and breastfeeding until the person reaches the age of 40. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, and until he attains his maturity and attained, reaches 40 years. Now, أَشُد is maturity in strength, and the word in other places is used as puberty. Sayyidina Abbas explained to me in the age of 18 years. So he reaches 18 years and then he reaches 40 years. Some of the commentators say that the age of puberty, and then they have taken the following words, وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً, as a separate stage of life, so this means two different stages. And this is the opinion and the view of Sha'bi and Ibn Zayd. Sina Hassan Basri, rahimahullah, says that this is one stage where a person reaches his strength and his reaches his maturity. This is events that occur at 40. So you've been through the cycle, and now you reach the age of 40. And then what happens? The person makes the dua and he says, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta 'alayya wa 'ala walidayya. That my Lord, grant me that I offer gratitude for the favor you have bestowed upon me and my parents, so that I do righteous deeds that you like, and grant for me my benefit, goodness in my progeny, and of course I repent to you, and surely I am of those who repent. Now this description of a person reaching a particular age and then how he responds, some of the commentators like Qadi Sanaullah Panipati, in the Tafsir al-Mazhari, is the opinion that this verse actually refers to Sayyidina Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, who has been mentioned specifically, well, Ibratul Mumin loves, and then for general people. And what he says is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled to Syria for trading for Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. And at that time Nabi Salaam was 20 years old. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was with him. He was 18 years old and he had reached his maturity in the words of the Quran at 18. And he witnessed some qualities of Nabi Salaam in the journey that he became his ardent admirer and started accompanying him wherever he went. And even after returning from this journey, when Nabi Salaam reached the age of 40 years, and Allah Ta'ala had blessed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with prophethood, Sayyidina Abu Bakr was 38 years old and he became the first adult male to embrace Islam. And when he became 40 years old, he made a dua as stated in this verse, that the words of the noble Quran, that he reached 40 years old and Allah had accepted his supplication and gave him the tawfiq and the ability to purchase and then set free 9 slaves who had all embraced Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr had purchased 9 slaves who had embraced Islam, and all of them were being tortured mercilessly by their masters. And he made the dua that an amta alayya wa ala wali wa na'mal salihan tarda wa aslih li fi dhurriyati, and grant for my benefit goodness in my progeny. Grant for my benefit goodness in my progeny. And this was also accepted, that all the, his children embraced Islam. And of the noble companions, perhaps the only one, of one of the only ones, was Sayyidina Abu Bakr, who had the distinction that he himself, his parents and his offspring, all embraced Islam and all had the honor of being Sahaba, being noble companions. Sayyidina Abu Bakr's father had embraced Islam after the conquest of Mecca, while that was at that point that he had embraced Islam, and that is where he came with his white beard at that time. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then had suggested that he dye his beard. Then it is also narrated about this, that all the description related to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, yet the instruction is for the general Muslims, that when you reach the age of 40, then you need to focus more onto the year after. And you need to focus on preparation for life after death. And that is where you are going, and that is where your life is now leading. So you need to start preparing for that. It is also reported that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that when a mu'min reaches the age of 40, Allah Ta'ala becomes lenient in taking account of his deeds. And at the age of 60, Allah gives him tawfiq of inaba, frequently turning towards him. And at the age of 70 years, all the heavenly beings start making dua. And at the age of 80, Allah Ta'ala lets his virtues stand and his sins erased. And at the age of 90, Allah Ta'ala forgives all his sins, past and future, and authorizes him to plead for the forgiveness of his family members in the heavens. And it is written down his name, that he is detained by Allah on earth. And this is obviously about a mu'min who has lived his life accordingly to the commands of Allah and avoided sinning. Sayyidina Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahumullah is of the opinion that these verses do not refer to any particular person like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, but it's common for all people that when you reach the age of puberty or maturity and attain the age of 40, then by way of example, you need to follow the instruction that has been given in terms of turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness frequently, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you and your family to be from the devout ones. And a fortunate person is he who asks Allah for the ability to be grateful for the bounties which Allah has blessed him with and blessed his parents with, and that you ask Allah to enable you to do good deeds, not only now but in the future, and that you ask Allah for righteous children, and that you repent for your shortcomings, and that you display the shortcomings that you may have displayed in the rights of Allah and fellow human beings, and that you confess with sincere devotion the obedience and submitting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that brings us to the end of verse number 15.